from the news desk, which today comes to you live from the lap of a complete stranger in a gentleman's club. So, tell me more about my eyes. Well, aren't you sweet? No touching! Craig, throw this bum out! No, don't you judge. Don't you judge. A guy's got to do something to make a living in this town, and I'm sure as hell not getting paid any to do this damn news-reading gig. Good nerve. I'm going to read the news now. Dateline Washington, D.C. UN observers today accused the North Korean regime of continually poking at South Korea with a really big stick, causing an annoyance and irritation in Seoul, the capital of the South. North Koreans have apparently spent the last few days lashing together thousands of bamboo poles with string. In recent days, when no one was looking, they apparently have been creeping up to the DMZ and poking at the South with their big stick while hiding behind some bushes.
They're just sort of doing it for shits and giggles, I guess,
said Major Bucky Stratosphere of the U.S. peacekeeping force on the borderline.
Sometimes we hear kind of rustling and we see this big stick stretching all the way across the mountains, and we just holler at them and they drag it back to their side. Some of the guys are all for going after them with the Humvees, but I reckon that might cause some kind of diplomatic incident, so we just stick to hollering for now.
In Seoul, business communities have voiced their protest at being woken up by a prodding at 5 a.m., or when they're on the phone, or just sitting down for their dinner.
It's really annoying, says one South Korean. I can't focus! I can't play Scrabble! Every time I try to concentrate on something, this big bamboo pole taps me on the shoulder! They should bomb the North back to the Stone Age for this!
The North Korean leader, Kimberly Il-Stump, the magnificent and everlasting, just like our batteries, says that North Koreans should be proud of their stick, as it is a heroic stick, and it glimmers with hope in the last rays of the evening sun, and that the South Koreans should only be poked in accordance with the socialist lifestyle. He encourages more poking between sessions at the chalk mines for a healthy mind and body. From the National News Desk, this is Todd Lyons reporting.